All right, welcome back to MythBusters with Myth number 110. Learning today is sponsored by David Savetsky, memory of his father, Yishai Yehuda ben David, by Eva Cerner, memory of his her father, Yoshua ben Moshe, and by Joy Zimmer, memory of Trudy Levine, Tehein Shmasim Tura B'Torah Chaim. All right, Erev Shabbos edition, we'll look at a question, maybe a myth. Is there a mitzvah to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon? So the Ramah already quotes, there's an inyan, there's a minhag to wake up later on Shabbos. One reason for that is Oneg Shabbos, although other reasons as well, to wake up a little bit later than you normally do. But here we're talking about Shabbos afternoon. Is there a mitzvah, the Oneg Shabbos, to take a nap? Or is it just a, you know, okay, why not? We could, but maybe we're not accomplishing anything by taking a nap. So if you look at the Ramah, I just want to point out, there's actually two comments of the Ramah in Simen Reish Tzadi, which would seem to argue against the notion of a normal balabas, let's say, to take a Shabbos afternoon nap, or at least to think that there's a mitzvah to do so. But we'll, I think, pump the brakes on that implication there on Ma A. And even more so, we'll see P. Kabbalah from the Piskei Tshuva said there definitely isn't any to nap on Shabbos afternoon. So here we go. So there on Ma, the two comments that maybe would give us a little bit of pause are the following, both in Simen Reish Tzadi. So first, Rama says, the Imragil B'Shena Saharayim Ayivatz Lenu Ki Oneku. So the first thing he says is that a person normally takes a nap during the afternoon and your body is used to that, so then don't be Mavato that, don't forego that on Shabbos because it's a lack of Oneg Shabbos. But the implication there is only if you normally take an afternoon nap. I don't know how many people who work can, you know, work in a regular afternoon nap. If you do, then this Rama is talking to you, and you should definitely nap on Shabbos as well. If you don't, which I assume most people who work don't, so then this first Rama is not telling you not to, but certainly would not give any reason to think that there's like a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos for you. Your body isn't used to it anyway, so you don't need to do it on Shabbos. That's the first Rama. The second Rama is even stronger. The second Rama says, and Sef Beis there, Paul im Bali Batim she'enon oskim b'Torah kol yimei shavu, that workers who don't learn during the week, they work during the week, Yasku Yosir b'Torah b'Shabbos mitamidei chachamim ha'oskim b'Torah kol yimei shavu. So they should learn more on Shabbos afternoon than the tamidei chachamim who learn during the week. And what should the tamidei chachamim do on Shabbos afternoon? V'atamidei chachamim yamshichu yosir be'oneg achila u'shtia k'tas. They should spend more time invested in eating and drinking and napping and, you know, more of a gashmis dika Shabbos afternoon for the tamidei chachamim. So that's the split the Rama makes. Again, this is even stronger. For lack of a better term, a classic balabas maybe shouldn't be napping on Shabbos according to the Rama. Okay, so that being said, the first thing is like this. If you really read the Rama carefully, it might not be as simple as, you know, balabatim should learn on Shabbos, tamid rabbis should sleep on Shabbos afternoon. Because he says, the balabatim she'enon oskim b'Torah kol yimei ha'shavua, balabatim who don't learn at all during the week. Many balabatim nowadays do learn during the week, some more, some less, but whether it's a Seder, a Daf Yomi, or a Shir, or Torah, you know, online stuff, in the car. So there's plenty of opportunities, and most Balabatim do take advantage and have some regular form of learning during the week. So you could already question, is that who the Rama is talking to when he says the Balabatim she'enon oskim b'Torah kol yimei ha'shavua? On the flip side, I also say that, you know, the Talmidei Chacham, maybe we're going to automatically associate with rabbis, with rebbes, many of whom do learn during the week. We're not talking about a kolal guy here. That's you're paid to learn during the week. But let's say more professional rabbis, rebbeim, and whatnot, many of them are involved with very important matters, but that aren't Talmud Torah. So is that who the Rama is talking to on the flip side when he says, Talmidei Chachamim, they should, you know, nap and rest and eat because they're learning during the week? So you got to be honest with yourself on both of these fronts. So that's the analysis of the Rama. That's A. B is when we get to the Sifrei Kabbalah that the Piskei Tshuva says. So he says, Lefi Toras HaKabbalah Inyan Yesh B'Sheinas HaTzarayim B'Shabbos Afilu Mi She'ein Ragil Bo B'Yemos HaChol. That according to the Kabbalah, there is an Inyan. He doesn't say mitzvah. He says an Inyan to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon, even if you're not used to doing that during the week. And different, again, it's Api Kabbalah, so some of it is just mystical. It's hard to understand rationally. But he does give one reason here. He says that from
the B'nai Yisachar, the Kav HaChaim as well, that since, well, B'nai Yisachar says
at this point, that since we have an Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, so the same way we need to eat a little more, we also need
to rest a little more. That the Neshama requires,
the double Neshama requires more rest than we would in a normal 24-hour period. Quotes the Arizal used to nap for 2 or 3 hours every single Shabbos afternoon. But he says you can't bring a rye from that because what the Arizal was able to
ascertain and be masig during his sleep
is more than we can do when we're awake. So it was a very productive nap for the Arizal. Nonetheless, bottom line, Apikah Bali is saying that there is definitely an inyan to nap on Shabbos. There's an element of onik Shabbos for everybody, even if you don't get to do it during the week, even if you're a balabas. I think the Ramah, there's definitely what to think about there, the way he sets it up. But Al Pi Kabbalah seems like a stronger notion to nap. Everybody agrees that you shouldn't waste away the whole Shabbos, especially, you know, winters, it's harder, but long summer Shabbos afternoons, there's plenty of time for both, to have a meal, to get some rest in, to also learn. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Zohar that there's a special inyan to be Mechadish Adavar in Torah on Shabbos. Yisod V'Shorash Avodah says if you're not able to be Mechadish something in learning, so at least in your Avodah Hashem, to think about a new element of your Avodah Hashem, that also counts. So certainly we should take the holy day of Shabbos and not just sleep it away, but everybody agrees to have oneg, but also to have something productive as much as possible. There's actually an interesting machlokas if you're supposed to learn be'in on Shabbos, because that could cause some stress if you don't understand what you're learning. Should be more learning benafas. A lot of fascinating stuff. Bottom line, is there a mitzvah to nap on Shabbos? Api Kabbalah, definitely an inyan. The Ramah, a little bit less clear, although I think we could even argue, according to Ramah, that it would be okay.